Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Oz.
Welcome to the Wizard of Oz once again. We're very fortunate today to talk about a subject that very few people know, but is probably near and dear to your hearts if you were to think about it. We have Linda Dickinson, who is the sales manager and director of sales and marketing for USA Fulfillment, and is an expert in vitamin inventory, production, storage, shipment, all of these little nuances that keep your vitamins fresh and things you never think about when you pick a bottle off a shelf. So, Linda, thanks for being with us today. And can you tell us, what are fulfillment companies? What do they do?
Well, first, I'd like to thank you for having me with you this morning. Very excited to be here. So let me tell you a little bit about fulfillment companies. Fulfillment is one of the final segments in a company's overall supply chain. We happen to be one of the last segments. However, it's one of the most important segments that you want to think about. As a fulfillment company, we store product and literature on behalf of our clients. And then as orders are placed, either by the client or by the client's customers, we pick it, we pack it, and we ship the product.
Very important.
So yes.
What has been your experience in the vitamin industry? What makes you have the awareness and the ability to work in this field?
Well, different segments have different requirements. And different industries, I should say, have different requirements. And as dietary supplements is one of our core vertical markets we serve, we have to have systems in place so we can ensure all dietary supplement companies remain in full compliance with all federal and state rules and regulations. So we have a lot of experience in that. Our folks are very knowledgeable. So we understand what has to happen is in regards to what we have to do for your product. You know, we need to receive your product. We have to track lot number, expiration date for you. All those things are very important in the world of fulfillment regarding dietary supplement companies.
So if I start a company in my basement and package some capsules and don't go through the FDA or anyone else, and bring my product to you to store and ship, you would probably inquire a little bit about the background of that product?
Absolutely. You want to make sure, especially in the world of dietary supplements, that you're following the current good manufacturing processes as dictated by the FDA. They really want to know how your product is being manufactured, what the ingredients are. They want to know how your product is being distributed and handled and stored. So as a fulfillment company, when we receive your product, we're going to receive it by lot number and expiration date. We're going to keep it in a temperature-controlled environment, and that just ensures we maintain the integrity of your product. So dietary supplements, they have different requirements than many other industries, and you want to make sure that you're going to deal with a fulfillment company that understands this. It's extremely important that the fulfillment company be registered with the FDA.
I think you're talking about vitamins as dietary supplements instead of just diet pills.
Absolutely. They fall under the same category of the Food and Drug and Cosmetic Act.
Great. Great. To be transparent, I have to tell listeners that I found your company after interviewing several others and recognized the excellence in all departments, having walked through the warehouses, checked the temperature, talked to people. And one other thing that was really exciting was that you have a call center with USA Fulfillment, so that you actually get the calls coming to you. Isn't that something extra special?
Yeah, it is. We do have an in-house contact center. We specialize in inbound sales as well as customer service. When we work with clients, especially dietary supplements or vitamin supplement companies, It's important that you deal with a contact center that understands that specific industry. We do a lot of extensive training with our agents. For instance, with your products that we have here, our agents have actually tried the product, so they have firsthand knowledge. And when they're going to communicate with your customers, that knowledge comes through. It's very important in this industry to establish trust and confidence with your customers.
Well, I think we have a most unusual relationship because of both your administration, your call center, and me. Because I've asked them when they have a problem, let me know. If a patient has macular degeneration and wonders, does this vitamin do anything for it? Send it on to me and I'll deal with it. And there are very few things I can answer. And some of the questions I can answer, I just tell them that are they allergic to sheep and they can't have lanolin, or they're allergic to green tea, and is there enough green tea in there really to trigger anything? But your call center is so adept at that, so I've been impressed.
Great. Well, you know, we work with our clients, and we want to try to identify some of the top frequently asked questions. So we can address most of those responses, and our goal with that is to have a very high first response rate. It's one of the most important metrics in a call center. The other thing, we need to know when we can answer that and when we can't. One whole component with dietary supplements is adverse event handling, and that's a very important component. So our agents are fully trained and how we want to handle that. And these adverse events can be minor or they can be serious, and they're handled in different ways. So we'll work with the client to establish what their specific handling requirements are, but we certainly give guidance in there on what we think would be best-in-class solution for that.
That kind of leads me to the thought of what do you do if something's returned? How do you deal with that particular item or that particular lot? Is there a mechanism in place?
Absolutely. When product comes back in, there is a certain level of inspection that we go through. Number one, we want to look at the product. We need to make sure that it has not been tampered with at all, whether it's the seal is broken or the outside packaging may have additional tamper-proof tape applied to it. So we go ahead and we take a look at those samples, and then if it appears that it has not been tampered with, but and it's well within the expiration dates, then based on the business rules that are established, that will dictate what the disposition of that product is going to be.
And to my understanding, the best fulfillment, storage, outshipping organizations are FDA approved and registered. Is that correct?
That is correct. It is extremely important that any company, whether it's a manufacturer or a distributor or anybody handling dietary supplements, they must be registered with the FDA.
I mean, this is really very interesting because, you know, most people think the bottle's on the shelf and it just flew there, you know, from the garden to the manufacturer, et cetera. And there's a lot of nuances. And I imagine we could talk about multiple aspects of things that people never thought about in terms of nutrition and their eye nutrition, and they really don't know even how to compare the quality of vitamins. So it's been special to chat with you today, Linda, and share some of your expertise. I think it's also special to give insight to our listeners to know there's something we can do. So I just like to say I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thanks for listening and stay well.